Time was of the essence. Stephen headed to an upscale neighborhood gym just around the block to get cleaned up and changed. After purchasing a day pass, hot towels and toiletries were all gratis and certainly appreciated in his current state. Now dressed as a TreeSave employee, Stephen hurriedly made his way back to Jack's firm. The swiping of his newly acquired identity card activated a green light and a buzzing sound. The door easily pulled open. The gray bin still remained in the service hall, stocked full of clean white towels. Jack's firm was on the 33rd floor. Fortunately, the identity card also allowed for maintenance elevator access. Stephen rolled the bin into the lift and made his way up. Upon arrival, a soothing female voice announced his chosen floor, and the elevator doors glided open. The place was a bustling beehive, full of day traders and people late for meetings. Turning left out of the elevator, he began looking for the restrooms. Peering over the sea of cubicles, he spotted Jack's bodyguard standing in front of a large steel and glass door. Would Jack ever come out? He pulled the bin into a small secluded vestibule in front of the men's room and began unfolding and refolding towels. 15 minutes passed. If these people weren't so obsessed with chasing money, they might actually become suspicious. Just as the thought of giving up and trying again tomorrow entered his mind, the big steel door swung open. It was Jack. Stephen watched as his prey made his way across the crowded floor. Luckily, the security detail stayed in place guarding the office. No one even acknowledged Jack as he passed by, a testament to his excellent employer-employee relationships, thought Stephen sarcastically. With head down, Stephen continued his busy work. Jack passed by the men's room door and swiped a card on a second, unmarked door. Of course, he wouldn't use the common folks' washroom. Stephen was right behind him and stuck his foot in the door just before it closed. Reaching down, he grabbed his charged stun gun from his ankle, pushed it into Jack's neck, and pulled the trigger. Down he went. Quickly retrieving his bin, Stephen wheeled it into the executive washroom and tossed out most of the clean load onto the floor. He dragged Jack by the arms and pulled him up into the bin. With his legs still hanging out, Stephen bent them towards his head and pushed them down with all his weight. He could tell Jack was in immense pain by his muffled groans. Stephen administered a second shock, and Jack's eyelids fell. He dumped a nearby hamper full of used face cloths and wash towels on top of Jack and headed out into the hall. Stephen, as before, was ignored as he made his way back to the maintenance elevator. The lift had not been summoned elsewhere since Stephen's arrival, so the doors opened immediately. They rapidly dropped 33 floors, and the comforting female voice declared their ground floor arrival. Stephen made his way to the double doors, swiped the identity badge, and pushed the bin out of the building and down the ramp. As he made his way to the boulevard, a small red lamp flashing above the door jamb caught his eye. They were onto him. Now what? A decision had to be made, and fast. An elderly man loading file boxes into his car seemed to be the best solution out of the financial district. Stephen pulled out his tucked-in shirt and held his stun gun under it. He approached the car as the last box went into the trunk, slamming his hand down on the man's shoulder, had him whirling around with a look full of fear and a gasp for air. Claiming to have a gun concealed, Stephen demanded the car keys and told him to start running and don't look back. He listened well. With no time to clear the trunk out, Jack was hauled into the back seat and the bin pushed aside. Stephen jumped into the driver's seat and sped off. His rearview mirror picked up two men in black suits crashing through the tower's rear double doors and sprinting down the ramp. Too little too late. Stephen had secured his target. A few grunts from the back seat periodically overpowered the radio's noise, but for the most part, Jack remained still. Stephen knew that wouldn't last much longer. They pulled into the rear of a convenience store and parked beside a large waste bin. He began launching the heavy file boxes from the trunk into the big brown container so he could access the vehicle's tire iron.